From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel. We are entering the second week of fighting between Israelis and Hezbollah, and living conditions in Lebanon are worsening. In parts of the south of the country, electricity and water have been cut, and hospitals are running out of supplies. Hundreds of people are trying to flee north to escape the fighting. We'll have more on the humanitarian situation in a moment.
Israeli soldiers crossed the northern border into Lebanon today and clashed with Hezbollah guerrillas. Hezbollah launched dozens of rockets into Israel. Israeli forces responded with relentless fire from tanks and heavy artillery. For the Israelis who live along the Lebanese border, in just a week, this kind of activity has become almost ordinary. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Adamit, which sits on a ridge just a few hundred yards from a Hezbollah outpost.
Throughout the day, Hezbollah's Katyusha rockets were hitting Haifa and Nahariya and other targets inside Israel. And in response, all day long, Israeli tanks and artillery pounded Hezbollah outposts just over the border. This is an area where each side can hide its weapons, sharp mountain ridges and deep gorges covered in rich green firs and cypress trees. Dan Cohn, a teacher and tour guide who lives here in Adamit, pointed out the smoke rising across the border just inside Lebanon.
And the smoke over there suggests that the Israelis have hit an outpost of Hezbollah just across the valley.
Yes, and something is burning, so I'm sure that there must have been some sort of ammunition there that have caught fire.
So it may be that the Israelis think that the Katyushas that were launched a little while earlier that hit Haifa might have come from here.
I wouldn't be surprised if they came from this hill in front of us.
The Israelis who live as close as this to Hezbollah positions emit a curious sense of their own safety. The sound of artillery is ever present, as is the whoosh of the rockets flying overhead from Lebanon. But they live under the arc of the missiles and shells.
From here, I can see the entire Western Galilee. And I was talking to my friend, Bracha, who lives in a settlement just outside of Nahariya, telling her that I had come home back from shopping and I was safe. And as I was talking to her, I told her, I hear a couple of Katyushas that are flying overhead. We continued our conversation, and after a sentence or two, Bracha says, the Katyushas have just landed. And we continued talking, and then I said, now I hear them, because it takes a while for the sound to get to me.
To be sure, there is danger here. It was only a few miles to the east in the settlement of Zarit that this conflict erupted a week ago, when Hezbollah guerrillas killed three Israeli soldiers and seized two others. At the home of Razia Gilboa, several people sat out on her deck, surrounded by almond and pomegranate trees, grapevines, and a peppermint herb garden, and talked of their feelings about the conflict. Meir Shaked places himself on the left in Israel and expresses mixed feelings about the operations in Lebanon.
We are stronger. We have a great air force, but I'm sure nobody in Israel likes to kill people. I don't like it. I hate it. I'm for peace, but it's the only way that we know now. We don't want to go back by infantry and tanks. We just want that they won't shoot at us. Believe me, Israel won't shoot in no country if this country won't shoot at us.
Polls show that an overwhelming majority of Israelis supports the current operation to destroy Hezbollah. Few people have expressed doubts. But Razia Gilboa, an architect, is nagged by questions. Her friends and neighbors don't want to hear it, she says.
There are TV reports from Lebanon, from Beirut, and to see the damage and the destruction. For sure, Hezbollah gave them a good reason. But I think it should be dealt in political ways. I think maybe the blow was justified, but now it's the time for serious negotiation with the Palestinians. Let us not forget the Palestinians. They are part of it.
Israel is not negotiating with Hezbollah or the Palestinians. Here, it is pounding away at southern Lebanon, and one by one, the Hezbollah posts on the ridge are disappearing. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Adamit, at the Israeli-Lebanese border.